Well, I'm coming down because there's too great a distance between us all. And it's time we got a little closer. Now let's see. See if we can do this so we get everybody in the picture. And if you look at your bulletin, you know that the sermon title is Trusting Jesus. And trust. Now that's a very, very, very important word, don't you think? You know what the word trust means? It's another word for faith. You know, if you trust God, you have faith in God. And how do you get faith? He gives it to you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And faith, the Bible says about something about, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Trust. Use the word trust. First of all, I want to get it across that we can trust Jesus. There's a lot of things in the world that they say, trust me. They say, you can trust me. And you really can't trust them. Now, our money. Well, first of all, before I get really into this message, I have a couple of pieces of money here. And in going along with the theme of the Veterans and Remembrance Day, as we call it in Canada, how many know what that is? What's that, Marcus? It's a $10 Canadian bill. And it's made out from the Bank of Canada. It's a $10 bill. It has Sir John A. Macdonald on the front of it. And on the back, it has a tribute to the veterans of Canada. It has the cenotaph. It has some veterans. It has folks standing in front of it. It has a picture of somebody standing on guard at their post. It has poppies on it. And on this bill, and I'm going to pass it around. This is Marcus's, so you've got to return it. You all look at it, and you'll see a poem on it. You can hardly read it. If you had a magnifying glass, you could read the poem. And the poem says, in Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow. Loved and were loved, but now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from falling hands we throw the torch. Be it yours to hold it high. If you lose faith in us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. And that's written in full on the Canadian $10 bill. Just for your information, that was a little thing that I just wanted to do for y'all this morning, because I believe that we need to connect with one another as a church. We need to connect ourselves with Jesus, and we need to trust in Him. Now I've got another bill. This is an American one. And it's a $1 bill. Now it is... Well, that's the Queen, the $2 bill of Canada. That's very nice. But this is the $1 bill with George Washington on it. And this is not issued by the Bank of the USA. It says it's legal tender, but it's a Federal Reserve note. America does not issue its own money. It has a private corporation called the Federal Reserve, who's owned by independent money, independent bankers, independent big money, owns the Federal Reserve of the United States of America. Now, on the bill, it does say, "In God we trust." No, we don't. In the Federal Reserve, we trust. Because this money is issued by the Federal Reserve, and we trust that the Federal Reserve has the resources to meet the obligations. And this is a piece of paper that promises that $1 worth of gold is in trust for you. How much gold can you get for a dollar? And can you trust the Federal Reserve as much as you trust? But the Federal Reserve says all the resources of the United States, all the gold, all the riches, are behind this note. But do we still trust the dollar? Unfortunately, we trust the dollar more than we trust the God. Oh, yes, we do. And it can fail. It can fall. We can go into recession, and we are. We can go into depression, and we have been. We are very much a slave to the dollar. And through the dollar, the Federal Reserve. Big money owns America. Did you know that? And they can't be trusted. Each of us is hanging by a thread. We are treading water, folks. We are trusting in things that are going to go down. The economy is not where we should put our trust. The Federal Reserve is not where we should put our trust. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, how many of us are under the burden of paying taxes? Is that burden light? Well, some people say they don't pay taxes. You did all your life. And if you're not paying them, someone else is. But the thing is that burden light? Is that yoke easy? We got to scrape and scratch for every little thing we get in this life. Nobody gets anything for nothing. You might think you do, but you're paying a big price for it. If you trust in the Federal Reserve, you're going to be disappointed. But if you trust in Jesus, you'll never be disappointed. Oh no. We trust in things, but things will never satisfy us. Some people are so insecure that they will turn to drugs, to overindulgence in alcoholic beverages, to overindulgence in eating the wrong foods, because we are looking for something to satisfy an emptiness inside of us, and we are having to try to struggle to find out what it is that will satisfy. It's a very insecure world. The world is in turmoil. And we, as Seventh-day Adventists, know what's going on, don't we? What's it called? The Great Controversy. I heard that. Your Sabbath school lesson. Oh, there was these lessons. I don't know how it happens, but God seems to tie in our Sabbath school with what comes over the pulpit. I struggled all week with this sermon. I studied, I read, and I didn't get it until I was almost ready to leave for church this morning. He said a thing about the money. It says, "In God we trust." There are so many things that I could talk about today. It's a confidence game out there. What do you put your effort and time into? What is it that you put your love and your trust in? You want the gas situation. We're spending most of our income just getting to work. You know, and the income's not getting higher, but the expenses are going up. And who can you trust anymore? And Jesus, he inspired trust. You know, he will walk up to these people, mending their nets by the seashore, and he said, "Come, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Now, did they trust him when they came? Maybe they wanted to. Maybe they thought, hey, this is an adventure. Let's try this. Some people come to Christ or come to church just to see what it's like, because it's an adventure. I haven't done it before, so let's go see what it's like. And if I don't like it, I can always leave. And they do. But some come to Christ and they stick around. Something about Jesus inspires trust. Why? Because he backs what he says with his life. His life backed his words. They accused him of being blasphemous for claiming the prerogatives of God. They said to him, "You being a man, make yourself God." And it was just the opposite. God became a man. That is an amazing, wonderful thing. Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. God came down in the person of Jesus Christ to die for us. Now that should inspire a little bit of the confidence. Because he said, "You know what's going to happen to me?" And he told his disciples, they didn't believe him. He said, "I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I am going to be ill-treated. I am going to die. And in 3 days, I'm going to raise back to life again. And I'm doing it for you." You know, when John the Baptist announced him, what did he say? "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." They never heard such a thing before. What's this Lamb of God thing? They knew what lambs were because lambs were used in their sacrifices. They sacrificed the lamb at Passover, or they sacrificed the lamb if they had sins to confess. They went to the priest, they took the spotless lamb. They knew what lambs were for, but how is this? What's this announcement? "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." What? Jesus told them at one point when they were following him, he says, "You've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood." What? That terrified and horrified. And it said from that time forward, some did not walk with him anymore. He said, "I am the bread of life. You're following me around because I'm feeding you. I'm giving you loaves and fishes and I'm doing these miracles. You want to see miracles, but you don't want anything to do with me. You want to kill me," he said to them. "You want to? Who wants to kill you? You've got a devil," they said to him. "Who wants to kill you?" He said, "You do." Why did they want to kill Jesus? Why, Marcus? Exactly right. Now, where did that come from? That's what it says in the Bible. Exactly what it says in the Bible. They wanted a Messiah they could manipulate, and they wanted him to, the Pharisees wanted him to join them. The Sadducees wanted him to join them. Everybody wanted Jesus, but for their own reasons. And when he said, "I'm going to die," they said, "No." Even Peter came to him and said, "No. You're not going to do this." He says, "You get behind me, Satan. I'm going to do this. You don't have no part in this." He wept over these people. He loved them to the death. Now that's a commitment. Jesus committed his life to our salvation. Can we at least commit our lives to him? Can we trust him? For whatever he has done, he is able, It says he is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. If we dare, can we trust him to take us the rest of the way? Because he's coming back, folks. He said he's coming back. Do you believe that? He said he was. Can you trust him? See, if you really, really believe what you have been taught all these years, you're going to do something about it. And the whole idea of being a Christian is to do what Jesus did so that people will do what Jesus died for. Come to him and be saved. Come, and he'll make you fishers of men. He will make you fishers of men. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You have power and you're not even using it yet. Trust him. Trust. Walk out there in faith and begin to do the works of God as he has shown you. We have come Sabbath after Sabbath. We've learned all these stories. We know them by heart. But is it moving us to action? Do you dare be a Christian today? Do you dare stand up for what you know is right? Because the Federal Reserve wants to run your life. But you can't trust them. Can you? Oh, God loves you. Jesus loves you. Do you love him too? This is the simplicity of the gospel. It centers around Jesus. Jesus is first and last and everything in between. You can understand all you want about the Godhead, all you want about doctrine and theology, but if you don't know Jesus, he doesn't know you. And it all boils down to is, does he know you? Many say they know him, and many works are being done in his name, supposedly. But does he know these people? Are you trying to be a Christian? Let him help you be a Christian. He says, if you love me, obey my commandments. And he that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I am sat down with my Father in his throne. What a honor! Do you believe it? It's going to happen, folks. I want to be a part of this wonderful thing. And all I know is we got to connect. Each of us has to find our place in the body of Christ, begin to work together through the agency of the Holy Spirit, all together for the same purpose, and that is to bring as many in to the message as possible. We have a special message. It's a message to the churches. Our church was formed to reach the churches and the lost, but it's the churches where all our remnant is that needs to come out. The three angels told us to come out. Get them out of Babylon. That is not a popular job, folks. We are not loved because we have this message. We are tolerated, but we are not loved by the other churches. Because there's no Sunday law yet. They say we're talking through the top of our heads. The Sunday law is coming. Go to the Vatican website. Read for yourself how hard the Pope is trying to get a Sunday law passed in Europe. And then if he gets Europe, he'll get us. The thing is, who do you trust? I don't trust me. I have to examine myself to see if I'm not a traitor. You know what the disciples all did around the table? They said, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? And they all forsook him and fled. And today, the deceivers are so many that even the elect are being deceived. Are you a member? Are you an elect? Are you part of his church? The only way we're going to make it, folks, is if we trust him. And the only way we show our love for him is to obey what he teaches us. He has commissioned us, folks. Let's go forth. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's trust Him and believe Him for great things. He said, even greater things than this shall ye do because I go to my Father. And He said, I'm going to give you another Comforter. And when He is come, He will lead you into all truth. And fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You for this opportunity to be in Your church on the Sabbath day so that You can come and fill us with the Holy Spirit, so that You can come and fill us with inspiration, so that You can connect with us, and so that we can connect with one another and connect with the world. Oh Lord, we know that we are not of the world, but if we are in this world, we got something to do, Lord. So we ask that You would make it known to each one of us what our special place is, so that we might work together, get the job done, and have You come back soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.